A Calendar of Wisdom represents Leo Tolstoy's 15-year spiritual odyssey, distilling humanity's greatest insights into a year-long journey of daily readings. This wasn't just another literary project for the famed novelist, it was his personal spiritual compass, completed just before his death. What makes this collection so transformative is how it builds progressively, day by day, creating a pathway to deeper understanding that has guided seekers from Gandhi to modern thought leaders. Each daily reading feels like sitting with a wise elder who gently challenges you to look beyond the material world toward what truly matters. The book invites us to participate in an ancient conversation about meaning, purpose, and how to live well. A conversation that transcends cultural and religious boundaries while speaking directly to our deepest human concerns. We often mistake our bodies for our essential selves, especially in youth when physical vitality dominates. Yet Tolstoy reminds us that our souls, not our bodies, represent who we truly are. This distinction transforms everything, particularly our relationship with death. As we embrace spiritual concerns, fear of mortality gradually fades until it vanishes for those living truly spiritual lives. At life's edge, what matters isn't wealth or status, but whether you comforted others, helped the elderly, or fixed a child's toy. People essentially divide into two groups: those who recognize this spiritual dimension and feel truly alive, and those concerned only with material pleasures who remain spiritually dead. Fear of death stems from recognizing one's shortcomings. For a spiritual person, death merely frees the spirit from the body. What matters isn't life's length, but its depth, taking your soul out of time through meaningful acts. When someone close dies, look within death's abyss rather than away. Your fear of death measures your understanding of life. People believe in eternal life because they sense life's beginning is spiritual and therefore eternal. Our greatest desire is to live forever, yet once freed from the body, we won't wish to return, like a child not wanting to return to the womb. Life isn't a wave, but eternal movement temporarily manifested. Understanding that life neither begins with birth nor ends with death makes living well easier. Kindness is to the soul what health is to the body, unnoticed when present, yet profoundly missed when absent. Our happiness grows in proportion to the happiness we create for others. True love manifests through self-sacrifice for another's sake, in both small daily acts and life-changing decisions. Nothing beautifies life more than perpetual kindness, illuminating the darkest corners of human experience. Love solves all contradictions of human life, working like a master key that unlocks life's most complex challenges. It destroys death by giving life meaning beyond physical existence and transforms unhappiness through connection. Like fire purifies material things, love purifies everything spiritual, burning away doubt, fear, and selfishness. If you're facing difficulties, try this radical approach: I will love everyone I meet today. This isn't naive optimism, but a practical solution. Follow this rule and everything will find its way, doubts and fears vanishing like morning mist in sunlight. The more love you express, the more people love you. We all recall moments of wanting to love universally, a pure, unconditional love representing our natural state before life's complications intervene. True freedom comes through living in truth, which only the intellect perceives. While children quarrel over sweets, the wise recognize worldly rewards' emptiness. The thinking person submits to fate rather than struggling against it. Intellectually engaged people often seem freest regardless of circumstances. A wise person lives according to attainable desires, making them truly free. We quickly blame others while assuming we'd never commit similar mistakes. This self-righteousness appears in workplace conflicts, family disputes, and traffic incidents. In disagreements, both parties typically share blame, with resolution coming when someone acknowledges their part. The paradox of self-opinion? The higher our self-image, the more precarious our position. True strength manifests like water, flowing around obstacles rather than confronting them, adapting to any situation, embodying both gentleness and power. Through honest self-analysis, we discover our insignificance in the universe, wisdom's first humbling lesson. The humble person discovers pleasures inaccessible to those consumed by pride. Pride shields other sins, preventing healing by concealing wrongdoing. Judging oneself strictly while extending gentleness to others creates an environment where enmity cannot thrive. All events begin with thought. To understand yourself or others, examine the thoughts behind actions. Our thoughts shape our lives. To change circumstances, change the underlying thoughts. Three temptations plague humanity: sexual desire, pride, and greed, the source of human misfortunes. The solution is self-improvement. As Christ taught, strive for perfection to move toward goodness. Nothing harms more than improving only materially, while nothing benefits more than improving your soul. Your spirit must constantly assert itself against your body. When you neglect spiritual work, your body takes control. Good actions require effort, and repeated effort makes them habitual. Life's meaning reveals itself to those ready to accept it. The most important philosophical question is, what should I do? If you know what you should do, you'll understand everything necessary. Even birds know their purpose. Why should humans be confused about theirs? The most important time is now, this moment where past and future meet. In the present, you're always free to choose. The most important person is whoever you're with, and the most important thing is doing good for them. We suffer by dwelling on the past and dreaming of the future while neglecting the present. When suffering from loss or future fears, focus on this moment and your anguish will disappear. Life is constant movement, so goodness isn't a state but a direction, serving something higher than yourself. Some seek goodness in power, knowledge, or pleasure, but true wisdom understands it's what all people share. Happiness is what one wishes for oneself. Goodness is what one wishes for oneself and others. Good deeds never disappear, even if forgotten. There's only one path to happiness: doing good and sharing it. In the present moment, we touch eternity. True freedom comes from recognizing life's spiritual essence rather than its material aspects. Changing your opinion when corrected shows greater freedom than stubborn error. You either serve people or a higher purpose. There's no middle ground. When seeking God, divine presence exists within you, but assuming complete understanding breaks this connection. The search itself is the destination. Our material life faces inevitable suffering, while our spiritual life transcends it. Through love, we understand others and their relationship to themselves. This wisdom comes from genuine connection, not intellectual knowledge. Even children distinguish between authentic kindness and superficial gestures. Those forcing circumstances often become enslaved by them, while those flowing with circumstances master them. Freedom emerges naturally from seeking truth. The spiritual realm manifests in daily choices, moments of sacrifice, acts of unconditional love, helping others without recognition. This spiritual growth represents our true purpose and source of lasting fulfillment.